With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Maybe we'll do it. It's girly time.
Oh my god. Is that literally what we're doing?
We can. Welcome to another episode of The Girls Room. My name is Brittany. I am your host, and today we have Kelsey Zarnick with us, one of my very best friends. Your camera's over there.
Oh, right.
And today we've gone through a couple different topics that we wanted to talk about, and we haven't really come to a conclusion because they all kind of go together.
Maybe that is why we should do the ADHD.
They just really all go together, honestly. Mm-hmm. For us in particular. So I think one of the ones that Kelsey just brought up was ADHD, which I have known. I was not a late diagnosis girly. I was a diagnosed in third grade girly. I was not a statistic of people who got looked over. I was seen. Mm. I was seen immediately. Mm-hmm. For the ADHD, they knew it. I was on medicine. I sold my medicine in high school.
Wow. We're talking about illegals here.
I mean, I was like 15 years ago. What are they going to do now, you know? Mm. But I made some dough on that medicine.
You need to put some disclosures on this one.
I don't think so. Mm. And don't recommend. Don't do that, kids. There's the disclaimer.
Oh, that's a disclosure.
Whatever.
Same, same.
Same, same, but different.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so ADHD. Mm. And how I do think that you have ADHD. Mm-hmm. But maybe just a different
also
kind.
Also, another disclaimer. Not a medical doctor.
No, I'm not a medical doctor.
And cannot give any kind of advice.
But medical doctors actually don't usually diagnose ADHD anymore. They want you to go to a psychiatrist.
Not a psychiatrist. Disclaimer.
There we go. Mm. And it had to be just right.
That's right.
Okay. Mm. But we also have our boyfriends, too.
Husband?
Well, yours is a husband. Mm-hmm. Mine is a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Where...
they might have the, I'm not sure, we're not going to be PC here.
We're definitely not going to be PC here, but it's okay.
It's okay. They may be different.
Yeah, we think that they are different. Mm-hmm. It's not diagnosed.
No.
And like you pointed out, we are not el doctor.
No. But we are el doctor.
But we are.
Of them.
Right. Because we know everything about them.
Yeah.
Because we have to know.
That's right. And the thing is, I will tell you, I didn't tell you this other day, but I was Theo went to the skating rink, and he was getting very overwhelmed with all the music and all the sounds and everything, and he was, like, having a great time, but he was skating, and he kept coming to me, because he was like, oh, the music's so good or whatever, because, you know, it's the girly jams, like,
right,
it's his
course.
Jam, of course, yeah, he was going off.
The girly
and
jams.
And he kept coming to me, he said, the music's too loud, but then he would go skate off, and he'd come back. And so I thought he was having a good time, but then he had a meltdown and he wanted to leave. And
okay, so I was like, I think it's important to note that Theo is your child.
Oh, yes.
Because we were talking about a husband, so I just.
Oh, yes. Yes, Brian's like,
I
want to
make sure that everyone doesn't think that Brian's taking off. And he's like, oh, no, the noises.
Well, this does go but... with that. This does go. I am going to make this full circle, actually.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
continue.
This is going
to
go full
but
circle.
But I wanted everyone to know that, like, Theo is your child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's the one with the love
well,
for girly jams.
Well, you will see the full circle.
Okay, all right.
It's
all right,
coming.
All right, okay.
Actually, unless the ADD comes in.
Right.
Which it might. It might. But... so anyways, he had like a full breakdown and we left, and I was like, what was that or whatever? And I was like trying to tell Brian later, I was like, you know, I was like, I think it's in like these situations that get like too much. It's like too loud of music, too many lights, like all of this stuff at once. And it just like, it was too much sensory overload. Mm-hmm. And Brian, normally I was like, oh God, here's going to be Brian when he's like, oh, he's too sensitive or whatever. Right. And then Brian just looks at me and he goes, I think I might've had that as a kid. And I was like, Oh, really? We're ready to admit this. And I was like, wow. I know. And
that's
I was
actually like, really big of him.
I know. And I was like, wow. I was go like, Brian. Well, that would explain some things now, wouldn't it?
But we already knew.
Well, of course we did. But it always takes him about a year later, right?
Right.
To get on board of what we always knew.
We did know.
We did know.
And we said it to his face many times.
And that's maybe the thing that we don't need to do. Maybe we keep it inside and shit talk.
But look, then he, but now he had this epiphany. Like, oh my God.
And it was his epiphany.
Right. Right. But it was because we put the idea in his head, though.
That's true. But maybe we need to put, like, little trails. Yeah.
I don't think either of us are capable of that.
No. We're not nice people.
I don't think that's true. I think we're both very nice. Mm-hmm. But we are, we love hard.
We do. We do.
We love so hard.
We do.
And because we love hard, we want our people to be the best.
Absolutely.
Versions of themselves.
But and, like yesterday.
Right. But the best version of themselves is like always just a little bit not what they are. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, here's how you can be better. Because I know.
Yeah.
I know how you can be better.
Right, if you would just listen to us.
Because I've studied you.
Right.
And my obsession with you.
Right.
I have studied everything there ever was and ever is. Mm-hmm. I've asked you the deep questions. I've forced it out of you. Mm-hmm. I've made you say these words to me because you had no choice but to be annoyed with me about it. To the point of answering.
Which I think really goes back full circle to when I told you a few years ago, my therapist told me that, what was it? Potential is the...
Is a gangster.
Is a gangster.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's really the downfall of me and you.
Right.
Isn't it? If you really want to get down to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has potential.
Absolutely. And we could diagnose it in everyone, couldn't we?
And I can tell them exactly how to fix it.
Absolutely.
And why aren't they doing exactly what I tell them
and
to
I
do?
And I think that's why we get disappointed in most people.
Yeah.
But why we think we're each so perfect.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because we are. Mm. I mean.
This is getting really, this is really falling off the rails.
I see no faults.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe why you love Reese. Resand.
Oh, so we're getting okay, so now we're coming to a whole new topic.
Sorry, just wanted to like
which is why you think he's
perfect. Which I will tell you, I think you're right about Cassian.
Okay, whoa. Okay, sorry. First disclaimer.
2 hours later.
Right, but so one of the other topics we were talking about was girlhood. Mm. You said womanhood. I like girlhood better. It seems girlier than womanhood. I just don't feel like I'm a woman.
Listen, this is what
I... Do you feel like a woman?
No, hell no.
Woman.
Listen, I found out that this old... It's not an old folks home. It's a senior community.
This is so random.
Well, this is going into this.
Okay.
But they... It's 50 plus. Bro.
Wait, what's 50 plus?
They take people 50 plus. Bro, that is me
Wait,
in
so
10
we can
years.
Go-
Right! Dude, do you know how quick 10 years goes?
Oh.
I'm going to be there in a minute.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the, like, I can't remember the name of the retirement community. It was on, like, Cola Living
the other day.
And I was like, who are they advertising to? And then it had, like, young people. And I was like, hold on a second.
Young people.
Dude, it's I'm gross. Young.
I know you're young.
Yeah, and that's going to be me in 10 years.
Mm-mm. No, I don't like it. Absolutely not.
Listen.
I understand, but we already have a plan.
Oh, I'm well aware of the plan.
We
have
a plan.
To fall into place.
That's not how it falls into place, because then you're spending all your money going to this random
retirement
community.
I'm not going there. I'm saying they accept people like me there.
And I want to retire at 40, which is how old you are right now.
Oof, bro, you got to change some things.
I know. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
I just
Real
really,
talk.
I love spending money.
I know.
I love spending it.
I know. And the thing is you're going to need to find a rich man. Real, real rich man.
I'm just really
or
hoping that Josh will get rich somehow soon.
He's going to get rich as fuck real fast.
Real fast.
Real fast.
And I'm fine with that. He needs to get rich real fast.
I agree. For the both of us.
How dare he not be rich already?
I agree. It is offensive.
It is very offensive.
I'm offended.
I know.
Well, for my future self, I am.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm offended every day about Ryan. I was 100% meant to live a different life.
Same. I think about it every morning. I wake up and I'm like...
offended. I wake up offended.
How dare me not be at least a millionaire? Here at least a millionaire.
I know.
Like, I should be a millionaire by this age. I think we need a
multi-millionaire, though, to be honest with you.
No. I'm saying by this age, though. Mm. I should be at least a one millionaire.
Absolutely.
And then by 40, I should be multi-millionaire.
Growing your wealth.
100%.
I agree.
And that's what Brian is supposed to be doing for us. He's supposed to be growing our wealth. That's literally his job.
I think we need the money first, though.
I hate that because I want to spend it.
I know.
There's
I really don't want to spend it so much. I just want to sit on it. I just want to be able to sit there. There's really nothing I want to spend my money on except for have a place, like a community, our commune.
Our commune.
Honest to God, there's nothing I want to do. I want to sit there. I want to read my books.
Read the books.
I want to sit on my ass. And I do want to have a chef.
Right.
And I
No,
do,
and a maid.
Well, yeah, obviously.
A butler. They do it all.
I mean, I don't really need a butler. I need someone to cook. And I need someone to keep it tidy. I don't even give a shit about if it's, like, perfection. I just need it to be tidy. Because it's going to be, like, a hippie-ish commune. So it's going to be, like, eclectic.
Right.
I don't care about it being pristine.
Well, we each have our jobs at the commune.
Right. You've laid this out in great detail.
I have.
And right. I'm with it.
Right.
It's just, I want leisure.
I don't remember what our jobs are in the commune.
Mine was a leader. And that was a bold decision that you put me in charge of.
Did I put you in charge?
You did.
I don't remember that.
I was shocked by that.
I don't remember putting you in charge. I think you might be making that up.
I swear to God, you can go back through your text.
I put you in charge.
You did.
I don't remember what I was doing.
You were in charge of...
I feel like you were in charge of gardening. The ganja.
Oh, you did put me in charge of that,
too.
That's
what I thought. I thought that's what it was.
But you did put me in charge of leadership of some, like, of, like, the people.
Yeah, of the gardening, because you were going to be gardening our food.
Okay, I think it was both, but we'll have to... We're going to have to reference that. Yours was, like, the children, the education of the children, wasn't it?
No, because the children are going to be grown. We're not having more children, Kelsey. We're done with the children.
We need to pull this up.
We really do, because I don't remember what my job was.
I don't either.
And I'm pretty sure that's what
yours
your job was.
Yours was a lot.
I don't think mine was. I feel like mine was sitting on my booty and doing nothing.
See, I remember it being a lot, and, like, I remember, like...
thinking, like, no, that's not it.
I remember Josh's being, like, clearing things.
No. Josh is the construction worker.
Right, but his was, like, clearing paths and, like, building, like, paths.
Yeah, building our houses.
I know, I remember.
He's going to build it all.
I remember. And Brian's was the wealth.
Money.
Right, money.
Then we have Kyle.
I guess
as a
Malin
lawyer.
Did the schooling and, like, the education.
But there's no school for
Bro,
children.
Like, you were talking about doing all this stuff. Like, it got off the walls. It was one of your manic phases.
That makes sense.
It does. And because you kept going, and we were all just, like, not responding. We were like, this is really taking on a time. Because you were like, we can build the community.
It was to everyone.
It was.
It was to the whole group chat.
It really went off.
Wow.
Because it started small, and then you started, and then we can make more money doing this, and then we can... advertise it to such and such. We were like, wow, she's really on a manic phase.
And I went off. That makes a lot of sense.
It does. And that's why whenever you were like, and Kelsey's leader, because she has leader in you. I was like, she's really manic when she puts me in charge.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd put you in charge.
No, that's why I was like, damn. I was like, boss bitch.
In this moment in my life.
No, I know.
I don't believe.
I was honored and scared.
I was like, so scared.
I know. I was like, this is interesting.
Honestly, I feel like you could plan our
activities. I'm more so like Malin. To be in charge.
Yeah, Malin would be really
Malin
good.
Malin would be good, not me.
Malin
not
would
you.
Be good in charge.
We both have manic energies and
we do.
So
we
I would go, say no. I would vote no for me.
So Malin and Kyle will never join our commune.
Absolutely not.
They won't ever join our commune.
They would vote no.
They would absolutely vote no.
Yeah, they would say, oh, y'all are living in this state, we'll live over here.
Right. They're definitely not gonna join our commune.
I would love for them to.
Me too.
But
I think we make the perfect sixsome.
Truly. And the thing is, I think that they think that we would be more in their business, but we would be less.
We would be in our own business.
Yeah. It's like I would feel your closeness both of us next are, to me.
Both of us are, I think we're all introverts, mostly.
Yeah.
Except Kyle. He's the only one. Yeah. He'd have to leave the commune. The rest of us would be really chill in our own houses.
I don't know. It might throw me into my more so extroverted energy. You know what I mean? Because I'm like 50-50. You'd be at my house
all the time?
No, because like I think that like...
I feel like you would be at my house
all
the time.
Oh, no, I definitely would be. I wasn't saying no to your question.
You did say no. You literally said no.
I was saying like no, let me explain.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I meant like no, this could become like... This could throw me into my more so extroversion because... I'd be like, oh, these are my people.
Yeah, we're close quarters.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be, like, in your house all the time. I'm just going to be over there some of the time.
Right.
Which would be more than normal, more than now.
Right.
Yeah, which may make you uncomfortable, but me and Kyle, we'd be partying.
Right.
And by partying, I mean, like, we'd be like, oh, you want to go chill out at the bonfire?
Right.
And talk for 6 hours? And everybody else would be like, look at those two. They can't shut their fucking mouths.
Josh would be out there with you guys.
True, Josh would be too. And he would just be nodding.
But he would be, yes.
Nodding.
100%.
But he'd be there for the vibe.
He would.
He'd be there for the vibe.
He would be there for the vibe.
He'd be like this.
Yep.
He'd be loving the ideas.
He would.
Loving the ideas.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he's talking as much as we are.
He is, in his brain.
I get the energy.
Yeah, his brain. Josh is my boyfriend, by the way. He was my first guest, my first podcast guest.
In his energy, like, in his brain, he's an extrovert.
Absolutely, he is.
I get it.
No, he absolutely is. You're so right. In his, like...
Hashtag nailed it.
Seriously.
Are you still doing hashtags?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. That'll just be like a little emoji
usually,
you can pop up on there.
Not
hashtag
usually,
nailed
like,
it.
Out loud, though.
Yeah.
That's not a thing anymore.
But it's like, boing, boing. I saw like a visual, boing, boing. Like
yep.
You put like a little graphic on there.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
Please do.
This is the girly room, the girls' room. And in the girls' room, we don't work Kelsey. This is a safe space.
That
Thank
made
you.
Me feel so much better.
I'm so glad. I'm keeping that in, just so you know. I'm keeping that in. I'm not editing that out.
I had to get that one out.
Back to what I was saying.
Sponsored by LaCroix.
It's absolutely not. We are absolutely not sponsored by LaCroix, but we will take it. I mean, don't get me wrong. Anyways, so maybe you're having a hot flash.
I think I am. I'm perimenopausal.
Are you?
Maybe.
That really tracks us right into the girlhood talk that we skipped right over. That we were talking about, and then we didn't talk about it.
Maybe I am perimenopausal. I mean, shit, I am 40.
Wait, you just made that up? You aren't actually perimenopausal?
I don't know.
But you said it so confident. You're like, no, yeah, I am.
I have no idea.
No, yeah.
How would I know? I'd have to take a blood test or something.
I don't know how you find that out.
I mean, I'm sweaty all the time.
Maybe you are.
Yeah.
Although, I still think that it might also have to do with the panic attack from the garage.
But how do you explain other times? Like,
That's true.
I always sweat at night.
Or
like,
maybe you're just, like, constant panic.
Well, you know, my BFF at work now, you know, she's, like, she's not old. She's older than me. Some would call me old.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. So let me just be clear. I don't know how old she is. She's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe.
So she's a different generation than I am.
Right.
And she's my work BFF. Mm-hmm. And so we go walking. And I was telling her the other day, I said, you know, I love to get my robe on, my cozy robe. So because I'm freezing around the house. And then I go lay in bed. I go lay with my robe in bed. And then I strip everything off whenever I'm in bed because I'm damn hot as hell. Sweating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't regulate my temperature.
Mm-hmm. Is this a new development?
I mean, this has been going on for years.
How many years?
I don't know.
Like, since you were...
Probably 2 years.
38.
Definitely after that, probably.
After 38.
38 plus.
Okay.
Yeah, just wait.
I don't want to wait for that. I don't want to be a part of that.
I know. Well, your other option is to kill yourself.
Disclaimer.
What's the alternative?
That is dark.
What's the alternative?
That's so dark. To get rich and get, like, Botox and shit. All the injections
in
my face.
All the hormones. Yeah, I could do that. I'm not going to do that, but I could.
I know you're not, but
no.
I might.
Mm. I would love that.
But it'd have to be the really good doctors, though. I think the good
stuff is the vaginal stuff, the vaginal hormones. But I'm not going to put that stuff in my
I don't know what you're talking about exactly. Like, what the vaginal hormones? What hormones are you putting inside the vagina?
To keep you all moist and, like I thought you would have been up on this.
I am not up on that.
But a lot of women take those when they get perimenopausal.
Oh, no, I don't want to get perimenopausal.
Eventually you will.
No, I won't. I refuse. But that's it for today. And
it's like when ADHD gets raisins.
Everything's gone all over the place.
Everything's cool.
I don't have the rights to that.
Oh, well, you can source it for like 8 seconds, right?
It's been a great
session. You're welcome for that.
And I love it. I love everything about it. Thank you for being here. Mm. There will be a part two, so
what?
Like, comment, and subscribe for part two. Mm. There will actually probably be many parts because I'm going to force you to come back in here a bunch of times. Because we have such great combos.
Such great combos. And really, we're just solving the world's problems.
You know what we should do? Mm. We should do an Am I the Asshole and then discuss.
What is that? Is that a game?
We'll circle back.
Am I the Asshole? I'm sure that's a yes.
It's not a game. Oh, my God. We'll circle back. See you next time. This episode of The Girls Room is brought to you by Whitcraft Podcast Studio, located in the heart of Soda City, Columbia, South Carolina. Available for podcasting, videography, and photography studio rentals and editing services. For more information about Whitcraft, visit podcastcolumbia.com. And Wit Group, a full-service digital marketing and performance advertising agency specializing in inbound lead generation, SEO, ads management, and more. For more information, visit witgroupagency.com. Thank you for watching The Girls Room. For more episodes, visit Whitcraft Podcast Studio on YouTube or follow us at Whitcraft Studios on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.